This is the Sakar Merli of the 20th of December, 2024. Essence. Sweet children, practice having remembrance and you will stay constantly cheerful and in bloom. You will continue to receive help from the Father and you will never wilt. Question. Which intoxication should you children have whilst passing through this godly student life? Answer. Constantly keep the intoxication that by studying this study you are becoming princes and princesses. Spend this life laughing, playing and dancing the dance of this knowledge. Become an heir and constantly continue to make effort to become a flower. This college is for becoming princes and princesses. Here, as well as studying, you also have to teach. You have to create your subjects, because only then can you become a king. The father is already educated. He doesn't need to study. Song. Do not forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. This song is especially for you children. Although it is a film song, some songs are especially for you children. When you worthy children listen to this song, its real meaning should emerge in your hearts. It is because you have become his children that the Father says, "My beloved children." It is only when you become a child of his that you can remember the inheritance that you receive from the Father. If you do not become a child of his, you have to work hard to remember him. Children are aware that they will receive an inheritance from their father in the future. Here, this is Raj Yoga, not Praja Yoga, yoga to become subjects. You are to become those future princes and princesses. You are his children. You have to forget all your friends and relatives, etc. No one except the one should be remembered. Do not even remember your bodies. You have to renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. It is when you become body conscious that you have many wrong types of vicious thoughts that bring you down. When you continue to practice having remembrance, you will remain constantly cheerful and in bloom like a flower. It is because you flowers forget to have remembrance that you wilt. When you children have courage, the Father helps you. In what way would the Father help you if you did not become his child? Because such souls allow Maya and Ravan to become their mother and father, they receive help from them to fall. So this whole song, "Do Not Forget the Days of Your Childhood," has been composed for you children. You have to remember the Father. If you do not remember him, you may smile today, but you will cry tomorrow. By remembering him, you will stay constantly cheerful. You children know that the only scripture that contains some accurate words is the Gita. It has been written, if you die on the battlefield, you will go to heaven. This is not a question of a violent battle. New children have to conquer Maya by taking power from the Father. Therefore, you must definitely remember the Father, because only then will you become the masters of heaven. However, they have shown physical weapons. They heard the words, sword of knowledge, arrows of knowledge, and therefore portrayed physical arrows, when in fact they are really matters of this knowledge. No one could actually have so many arms, etc. So this is that battlefield. You have to stay in yoga, take power and conquer the vices. By remembering the Father, you will also remember the inheritance. Only an heir can claim an inheritance. If you do not become an heir, you become part of the subjects. This is Raj Yoga, not Praj Yoga. This explanation cannot be given by anyone but the Father. The Father says, in order to come here, I have taken the support of this ordinary body. How could I teach you children Raj Yoga without taking the support of matter? When a soul leaves his body, there can be no conversation with him. Only when that soul adopts another body, takes birth and grows up a little, can his intellect open again. Young children are pure anyway. They have no vices. Sannyasis climb that ladder and then come down. They understand what life is all about. It is because children are pure that they are remembered as being equal to Mahatmas. Therefore, you children understand that when you leave your bodies, you will go and become princes and princesses. You became that previously, and you are becoming that again. You students have these thoughts. These things will enter the intellects of those who are Baba's children, those who are faithful, obedient, and follow Srimat. Otherwise, they won't claim an elevated status. This teacher is educated anyway. It is not that he studies and then teaches. No. This teacher is already educated. He is called the knowledgeful one. No one else has this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. First of all, there has to be the faith that he is the Father. If this is not in the fortune of some, they constantly have some inner conflict. They feel that they won't be able to continue. Baba has explained that when you come into the Father's lap, the sickness of these vices will erupt with even greater force. Herbalists tell you that, first of all, the sickness will erupt. The Father too says, when you become Baba's children, the sicknesses of body consciousness, anger and lust, etc., will increase even more. How else could you be examined? If you are confused about any point, keep asking. It is when you become powerful that Maya punches you very hard to make you fall. You are in a boxing match. If you do not become a child of Baba, there can be no question of a boxing match. Such souls will continue to drown in their own vicious thoughts and not receive help. Baba understands that when you say Mama and Baba, you have become the Father's children, and that it is firm in your hearts that this is your spiritual father. However, although this is a battlefield, you must not be afraid or wonder whether you will be able to withstand the storm or not. That is called being weak. You have to become like a lion in this. You must accept the good directions that you are given for your efforts. You should ask the Father. There are many children who write to Baba about their stage. Only the Father can give you a certificate. You may be able to hide from this one, but you cannot hide it from Shiv Baba. Although many try to hide it, nothing can remain hidden from him. The fruit of anything good is good, and the fruit of anything bad is bad. In the golden and silver ages, everything is good. It is here that good and bad, as well as sin and charity, exist. There are no donations or charity there. There is only your reward. When you surrender totally here, Baba gives you the return of that for 21 births. You have to follow the Father. If you do anything wrong, you defame the Father's name. This is why you are also given teachings. Everyone must become like Rup and Basant, embodiments of yoga, who showers jewels of knowledge. Baba has taught you souls this knowledge, so you then also have to shower this knowledge on others. You true Brahmins have to relate the true Gita. There is no question of any other scripture. The Gita is the main one. All the rest are its children. No one is benefited through them. No one is able to meet me by studying them. I come once again to teach you easy gyan and easy yoga. The Gita is the jewel of all the scriptures. But you receive your inheritance by studying this true Gita. Sri Krishna too received his inheritance by studying this Gita. The Father of the Gita, who is the Creator, gives you your inheritance. You do not receive it from the scripture, the Gita. Only one can be the Creator. Everyone else is part of creation. The number one scripture is the Gita. You cannot receive the inheritance from the scriptures that come later on. You claim your inheritance directly. Everyone will receive their inheritance of liberation. Everyone has to return home. However, you claim the inheritance of heaven by studying. It then depends on how much each of you studies. The Father comes here in person to teach you. Unless you have faith in who it is who is teaching you, what would you understand? What would you be able to attain? Nevertheless, if you continue to listen to the Father, this knowledge can never be destroyed. The more happiness you receive, the more happiness you will give to others. You also have to create subjects so that you yourself can become a king. Ours is a student life. You laugh, play and dance the dance of this knowledge here, and you then go and become princes. You students know that you have to become princes, and so your degree of happiness should rise. This college is for princes and princesses. There, the colleges for princes and princesses are separate. They go there in their flying chariots, vimans. The flying chariots there are foolproof. They never break down. No accident of any type will ever take place there. These things have to be understood. Firstly, your intellects must be in yoga with the Father. Secondly, you have to give your full news to the Father. You must tell him how many have changed from thorns into buds. You have to keep an accurate connection with the Father so that the teacher can continue to give you directions. Who will become airs and make the effort to become flowers? Some souls may change from thorns into buds, but it is only when they become Baba's children that they become flowers. Otherwise, they will only remain buds, which means they will become one of the subjects. Each one of you will claim a status according to the effort you make now. It is not that you can catch hold of the tail of the one running ahead of you. That is what the people of Bharat believe. However, there is no question of catching hold of a tail. You receive the fruit of whatever you do. Whatever effort you make, the reward of that will be created for 21 generations. You will definitely grow old, but there won't be untimely death. The status is so high. The Father understands when the fortune of a particular soul has opened and that he has become an heir. He is now making effort, but he also reports to Baba about the obstacles that come and about the things that happen. Each of you has to hand in your chart. There isn't as much effort involved at other satsangs. Baba makes small children into trance messengers. Those who carry messages are also needed in a battle. This is a battlefield. When you listen to Baba in person here, you enjoy it a great deal, and your hearts become happy. As soon as you go outside into the company of storks, that happiness disappears. Outside there is the dust of Maya, and this is why you have to become strong. Baba teaches you with so much love. He gives you so many facilities. There are many who say, "This is good, this is good," and then they disappear. Very few of them are able to stand up again. Here, you have to have the intoxication of this knowledge. There is also the intoxication of alcohol. When a bankrupt person gets drunk and is totally intoxicated, he thinks that he is a king of kings. Here, you children receive a daily glass of nectar. Day by day, you receive such points to imbibe that the locks on your intellects continue to open. Therefore, under all circumstances, you have to listen to or read a Murli. People study the Gita every day. Here too, you have to study with the Father every day. You should ask, what is the reason why I am unable to make progress? You should come here and understand. Those who have full faith that that one is our Father are the ones who will come. It isn't that they make effort for their intellects to develop faith. There is only full faith. There can be no percentage in this. There is only the one Father from whom you receive the inheritance. Thousands study, but they still ask how they can have faith. Such souls are called unfortunate. Fortunate souls are those who recognize the Father and accept him. If a king says to a child, "Let me adopt you," that child has the faith in that as soon as he is adopted. He wouldn't ask, "How can I have faith?" This is Raj Yoga. The Father is the creator of heaven, and so he is making you into the masters of heaven. If you do not have faith, then it is not in your fortune. Therefore, what could anyone else do about it? If you do not accept him, how can you make effort? Such souls will just limp along. The people of Bharat receive their inheritance of heaven from the unlimited Father cycle after cycle. The deities only exist in heaven. There are no real kingdoms in the Iron Age. It is the rule of the people by the people. This world is impure, and so, if the Father didn't make it into a pure world, who else would? If it's not in their fortune, they don't understand. It is very easy to understand when and how Lakshmi and Narayan claimed their reward of the kingdom. It can only be due to the deeds they performed in their previous birth that they claimed that reward. Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of heaven, whereas this world is now hell. However, no one but the Father can teach you such elevated actions and teach you Raj Yoga. Now that it is everyone's last birth, the Father is teaching you Raj Yoga. He will not teach Raj Yoga in the Copper Age. The Golden Age will not come after the Copper Age. Here they understand very well, but when they go outside they become empty. It is as though all the jewels fall out and all that is left in their boxes are pebbles. If, whilst listening to this knowledge, a soul indulges in vice, he loses everything. The jewels of this knowledge are erased from his intellect. Many write and say, "Baba, having made effort, I have today fallen." If you fall, it means that you have dishonored yourself and your clan and have crossed out your fortune. The father of someone who acts wrongly at home would say, "It would be better if such a child were dead." Therefore, this unlimited father says, "Do not defame the name of the clan." After donating the five vices, if you take them back again, your status will be destroyed. You have to make effort and gain victory. If you are hurt, stand up again. If you repeatedly get knocked down, you would be defeated and become unconscious. The father explains a lot, but they should at least stay here. Maya is very clever. If after promising to remain pure you fall, you would be hurt very badly. Only when you remain pure can your boat go across. When there was purity, the star of Bharat's fortune was shining. Now there is immense darkness. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. While you are on this battlefield, you must not be afraid of Maya. You must accept the good directions that the Father gives you to make effort. Be faithful and obedient and continue to follow Srimat. 2. In order to keep your spiritual intoxication, imbibe a glass of the nectar of this knowledge that you are given every day. Listen to or read a Murli every day. In order to remain fortunate, never have any doubts about the Father. 3. Blessing. May you remain free from any bondage of karma and experience the stage of liberation in life, like Father Brahma. While doing everything, Father Brahma did not become trapped in any bondage of karma. While fulfilling the responsibility of relationships, he did not allow himself to be tied by any bondage of those relationships. He also remained free from any bondage of wealth or facilities. While looking after his responsibilities, he experienced the stage of liberation in life. Follow the Father in the same way. Do not become tied by any bondage of past karmic accounts. Do not even be influenced by any sanskars or nature, or go into any bondage of being impressed or suppressed. You will then be said to be free from karmic bondage and liberated in life. Slogan: in order to keep yourself safe in a tamaguni atmosphere, practice observing the drama as a detached observer. Om Shanti.